When you're just a beginner with points and miles, using a word search aggregation tools like PointMe and Roam.travel will save you a bunch of time. However, there is no one-stop shop that will find all of the award space for you. They tend to miss some airlines. In today's video, we are going to go over some of the airlines that I recommend checking outside of the aggregation tools. This is where I tend to find a lot of great flight deals that don't tend to make it into most award search results. And as a reminder, if you are listening to just the audio version of this, check out the GeoBreeze Travel YouTube channel for the full video walkthrough. Okay, let's jump right in. All right, the first destination that we're gonna cover is Thailand, where there's no direct flights into the US from there. And so oftentimes what people will do a lot of people will just give up, or they'll go to somewhere like PointMe, which is one of my favorite tools to use if you have a specific route and specific date in mind. So if we go to PointMe and search one way from Los Angeles over to Bangkok in business or first class, let's say we wanna search pretty far out into the future and we'll just do January 2025, we'll go ahead and click search here. It's going to route through all of the different options. And so the best option they found with PointMe is a mixed class ticket where it's only 55% in business class, but you are routing the long way around the world here, from Los Angeles, through Munich, through Vienna, into Bangkok. And that is 110,000 points with United Mileage Plus. And then the next best options they found were more than 130,000 points per person each way in business class. You could route through Istanbul with Turkish Airlines, or this one you could route through Taipei. Another tool that people often like to use to try to find something like this is with Seats.Aero. However, since there's no direct flights directly into Bangkok, then it's very hard to find flights using Seats.Aero because it works best when you are looking for direct flights. Like let's say you were looking for Los Angeles over to Bangkok and, or even Asia. Let's try Asia. And you're doing this in mid-February 2025. We'll just say, let's search the entire month of January. There are a lot of good flight options into Korea or Japan or Taipei, but if you're like, oh, I really wanna go over to Bangkok, it would be 87,500 points if you wanted to connect through Singapore, and that would be at the end of January. So Seats.Aero is great for finding these types of deals. If you're like, I'll fly whenever, I just wanna go from Los Angeles over to Bangkok, end of January is fine, or sometimes it'll be a lot more expensive if you have to pick some different dates too. However, if you are like, I have a very specific date in mind, I need to go in mid-January for some kind of event, one airline that PointMe and Seats.Aero often miss is gonna be Singapore Airlines. So if we wanted to search Singapore Airlines, we would go to singaporeair.com, log in, and then click on redeem flights from Los Angeles into Bangkok. And then we'll check our date of January 14, one way, click done. And then we're gonna do this in business class for one adult. Then we'll go ahead and click search. And here we can find it on Singapore Airlines for only 107,000 miles on the 13th or 14th. Or if you wanted to fly one of these other days and you don't have flexibility, it's about 128,500 points with the advantage rate if there is no saver rate. And always make sure to click on more flights because when we were just looking here, it looked like there was only 107,000 miles on waitlist, but if you expand and show more options, there are other routes down here where there's two stops, one in Japan, one in Singapore, but it's only 107,000 miles. Compared to what PointMe is finding, which is 110 or 130,000, or with Seats.Aero, which didn't find anything on the exact date that we needed. If PointMe and Seats.Aero don't show you anything, or some of the other tools like PointsYeah or Roam.travel don't show you anything, and you're going to Southeast Asia, I would recommend checking Singapore Airlines as well, because they often have availability that's missed by a lot of the scraping tools. If you are super confused on what your next points move should be, we made you a little free something something. Check out geobreezetravel.com/quiz. There, you're gonna find a free short quiz that will point you to the best resources depending on whether you're trying to earn more points, redeem your points, or something else. And by taking the free quiz, you'll also get access to the free Points 101 course, which is a fantastic resource for anyone just getting started with points and miles. Sometimes people ask me what's at the top of my aviation bucket list, and it's actually not the Emirates First Class Game Changer or the Etihad Apartments. I'm a simple girl who likes simple things, and that means I really want to fly this completely ridiculous Hello Kitty business class flight with EVA Airlines. But it never seems to show up in the award search results. So here's how to find great flights on EVA, whether or not you want to fly with Hello Kitty. Another airline that a lot of the scraping tools and aggregation tools tend to miss is EVA Air, or EVA Air. And this is definitely still on my bucket list to fly in business class with a Hello Kitty plane. I've flown it in economy, and I have a flight scheduled with EVA on regular business class, not the special Hello Kitty one. But this is definitely something that is still on my bucket list whenever people are like, oh, what planes do you still want to fly? What business class do you still want to experience? This is near the top of the list. And if you want to fly this, the most recent articles I found say that this route operates between Taipei and either Sapporo, Japan, Bali, Indonesia, or Chicago, Illinois. I flew Bali to Taipei in EVA Economy once upon a time, but I assume most people listening to this video would probably want to do the Chicago to Taipei route. So if that is you, EVA does show up on partner airlines, websites like Air Canada. That's how I was able to book my flight over to Taipei in business class, but they are getting really, really stingy with their partner availability. So instead, but if you can book directly with the EVA Air website, you are going to find so much more availability. There is the downside that it doesn't transfer over immediately. With City Points, it's going to take a couple days for it to show up in your account. And with Capital One, it could take up to 36 hours. So I know that freaks out people a little bit because you don't want your points to just be stuck with EVA and then the award availability you want disappears. But usually they have pretty good award space. So what you'll need to do is make an account with evaair.com. And then once you're logged in, you are going to hover over Infinity Mileage Lands, and then you are going to click on Mileage Redemption. This is not the easiest thing to find. I clicked through a lot of different pages in order to find this, but you do want to click on Mileage Redemption right here. It will take you to a page that looks like this, and then you are going to want to click on Award Ticket. From here, you are going to click Login, and then you are going to type in your route. So we're going to search one way from Chicago over to Taipei. We want the business class experience, and the chances of finding award space are a lot higher if we search further out in the calendar. So let's search for December 2024 and then click done. You don't actually have to fill in most of this. You can skip all the travel companion stuff, and you can skip reading that if you want, or you can read it and then go ahead and click confirm. And it'll show you which dates are available. So here, December 1st is available, plus most of the surrounding dates. And then you would just click on the checkbox in case there's multiple flight options. This just has one. And then you click confirm. And then it's going to say, you don't have any points. I don't know why I have 500 points in my account because I've never transferred any. But this one would only cost 80,000 points if you want to fly from Chicago to Taipei with EVA Air in the Hello Kitty business class cabin per person one way. Now, how easy or hard is this to find with the different scraping tools? So if we search PointMe for the same parameters from Chicago over to Taipei on December 1st and sort points low to high, the best flight they could find was Chicago through Dubai into Taipei, which is 152,000 points plus $1,253 in taxes and fees, which is pretty steep. The next one is 166,000 points with KLM and China Airlines, and it's a mixed class cabin with 62% premium, and from there it only gets more expensive. With seats.aero, you can search from Chicago over to Taipei, and let's say that we are super flexible, we'll fly anytime in December or November. In business class, just won't want to pay ridiculous fees. There are some routes from Chicago to Taipei, but they're not the direct one with the Hello Kitty plane. If we hover over, this is going to be with Turkish, and it's 87.5 thousand points per person one way. This is on December 1st, so let's look and see if we can find this on Air Canada as well. So once you log into Air Canada, you would click one way, book with points, and then we are going to be searching from Chicago over to Taipei. On December 1st, and let's just say one adult for now. So this award availability that Seats.Arrow found looks like it's a couple days old. So in the time that they posted this to their website to now, that business class flight got grabbed by somebody else. So unfortunately, we do not see it here, and these are all crazy expensive business class options. So EVA is another one of those airlines where if you don't see anything you like with the different aggregation tools, maybe try doing a separate search on EVA Air. And this works for lots of different Asian airports as well. I found flights to Manila, Korea, Japan, really anywhere that you could route to from Taiwan has pretty good options directly on the website. It is annoying that they don't have a handy award search calendar, so you do just have to search day by day with a little bit of flexibility, 2 days on either end. The good news is that you are pretty likely to hit a target even if you're kind of shooting blind, because they do have a lot of availability from what I've found.
Are you enjoying these types of videos? If yes, please let me know. Click that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel for even more points and miles tips every week. And remember, while nearly every type of point will transfer to Singapore Airlines, like in our first tutorial, that's not the case for EVA. You're going to either need Citi points or Capital One points for that one. And if you're in the market to get a new card, but not sure what card to get to earn these types of points, we offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. We'll send you personalized recommendations based on your particular goals, budget, and lifestyle. Or, if you already know what card you want to get next, and you would like to support this show when you apply for your next card, we have all of our affiliate links listed at geobreezetravel.com/cards, and you will find that link in the description box as well. Up next is how to find some amazing first-class redemptions that don't usually show up on award search tool results.
Another airline that tends to not be picked up by a lot of the award search aggregators is Cathay Pacific. They just have a lot more award availability on their own site that's not shared with other partners, and for whatever reason, their data structures make it so that PointMe has trouble picking up their award availability, same with Seats.Arrow, Rome, and most of the other tools that we all use. So if you have Bilt points or Amex points or Capital One points or Citi points, you can transfer them to Cathay Pacific and book directly through there. If you have Citi or Bilt rewards points, I would suggest using those because those are going to transfer instantly, whereas Capital One takes a little bit more time. And Amex can take anywhere between 1 and 7 days, apparently. I transferred Amex over once and it was pretty instantaneous, but Bilt and Citi should work much faster. With Cathay Pacific, their first class flights are one of the best in the world. And so if you are wanting to experience Cathay Pacific first class, I have found a lot more availability returning to the US from Hong Kong rather than on the outbound. So let's search for Hong Kong back to JFK. One way, let's say one person wants to fly in first class. And I like that they have this little calendar that says, hey, here's where we have high seat availability, here's where we have low seat availability. So at the end of June, beginning of July, they have pretty good availability there. Most of the other months, it's not really showing anything good. This will at least give you a hint for where to search. Let's say June 18 looks pretty good, and then we can go ahead and click on redeem flights. And here we see that even though it said there was a lot of availability on those days, June 18 is the only one that looks like it has first class availability here, but it is available for only 160,000 points. Scroll around and see if it's available on some other dates too. It's pretty sporadic with the first class flights. Here's another date that has it available on Friday, June 28th from Hong Kong to New York. So that's 16 hours for only 160,000 points, which for the first class experience is a really good deal because oftentimes those can go for more than $10,000 per person one way. If you want to be able to find these flights and book them, going directly through Cathay Pacific's website is going to be your best shot at finding these. Because let's say that we wanted to try to find that flight on Cathay Pacific first class on the 18th. If we do that same search on PointMe from Hong Kong to JFK on June 18, the lowest points price they found was with Vistara and Air India. This routes through Delhi into JFK. It's only 88,000 points, but it is in business class instead of first class.
This one's a mix of business and first. It's 130,000 points. This one is business class for 152. Very high taxes and fees with these Emirates flights. And from there, it goes up to 200,000. So it's not going to pick up on this Cathay Pacific flight. And then if we search seats.aero, Cathay Pacific is not one of the airlines that they partner with. These are the only ones that they partner with. And if we're searching around mid-June, they are finding some stuff from Asia over to the West Coast, starting at 60,000 points, which is not bad at all to fly business class if you have Alaska or American points. But from there, it goes up to 100,000. And if we wanted to do Hong Kong, these are going to be a lot of those same Air India flights as well. And it's not finding anything from Hong Kong to JFK. So Cathay Pacific is another one of those airlines that I would search separately outside of the aggregation tools.
Now, just because this video covers different airlines that don't show up in a word search tool results, doesn't mean that you should avoid a word search tools or that they're a scam or something like that. They are completely legit, and they're a great way for beginners to start learning about what's possible when it comes to points transfers so that you can eventually do more complex award bookings if you want to. If you're new to points, I definitely recommend checking out this video, which goes over the pros and cons of each of the different search tools that I tend to use. Our last walkthrough covers one of those cases for a more complex booking where if you know the rules of the airline, you can save a lot of points. Speaking of, if you're interested in leveling up your points and miles game and getting more free trips and upgrades, we have a couple of options for you. The first one is the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, which you can join starting at just $5 a month through patreon.com/geobreezetravel. Every month, we prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials for the routes that our members request. We also provide open forum group coaching, where you can ask me any questions that you have about points, miles, and credit cards in general, and we talk through some of the tricks that I'm not really supposed to mention on social media. And if you're looking to get even more free travel with points, and you're a business owner or individual who spends more than $100,000 per year on expenses, check out our one-on-one points portfolio management service. We typically save our clients $30,000 to $60,000 in travel in the first 6 to 12 months of working with our team. If that sounds like something that you would be interested in, book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to learn more. Okay. So some of you know about my 10K rule where I recommend not spending more than 10,000 points per hour in business class. That's to say, if you're flying from Chicago to Germany and that flight is 8 hours long, don't spend more than 80,000 points to fly that route. So following that, here is a tutorial to get around 30 hours of flight time in one of the best business class flights in the world for less than 4,000 points per hour of business class flight time in the air.
All right, this last example is a little bit more advanced, but something that the aggregation tools will not pick up on is those weird different promotional fares and routing rules that come with different airlines, where it would just be a mess to code them. For example, like the ANA Around the World redemption or this Air Canada redemption where you can tack on a very, very long flight for only 5,000 points with a stopover. So here's how you would do something like this. If you are flying between North America and the Pacific zone, no matter how long your flight is, if you're doing this in business class with partner airlines, it's going to top out at 115,000 points. Even if you're flying from like New Zealand all the way up to Korea and then back over to the United States, that would be something where it's completely in the Pacific zone into the Americas zone. So that was the longest example I could think of, was New Zealand all the way up to Korea, all the way over to the US. So let's see if we can try to get that to price out, which I think should be about 120,000 points per person or so to do this very, very long flight that we're about to show you. So when you go to Air Canada, you can do a multi-stopover route and then click Book with Aeroplan. Let's say that we wanted to go from New Zealand up to Incheon, Korea, and this is going to be as far out in the calendar as we can book, say somewhere around the 30th, and then from Incheon we want to fly back to the US in Los Angeles around the 3rd. We'll just do one adult for now and then go ahead and click Search Flights. So this first leg from Auckland up through Singapore into Seoul looks like it'll be about 90,000 points per person each way. They have a lot of different flights here that we can choose from, so I'll just pick one randomly. And then we want the lowest reward one where it's 90,000 points plus 89 Canadian dollars. We'll select that. And then for flight two from Incheon to Los Angeles, looks like there's one seat left on this date where it goes from Seoul into Narita into Los Angeles. And all of this is in business class. So what it looks like the pricing should be is 90 plus 75, which looks like it should be about 165,000 points. But it's not actually going to cost that much. So this says I don't have enough points available because I only have 800 points in my account right now. But what it'll do is say that it should be 132,000 points. Slightly more than I was expecting, but not by too much. Because here, it should be 115,000 points. And then they are going to charge 5,000 extra for the stopover. This is pricing out with an additional 12,000 points. 132,000 isn't bad at all to fly from Auckland all the way through Singapore up to Seoul, and then Seoul through Narita to Los Angeles. And this also gives you a day in Japan because you have 21 hours to spend in Japan. So it's kind of like you're getting Auckland and Singapore and Seoul and Japan all in one trip. So there were some of these Singapore options where it was 15 hours or so with a layover in Singapore. So this is how you can string together kind of like a mini round the world, or at least mini round the Pacific ring type of points redemption for only 132,000 points. And that is something that definitely will not be picked up by something like PointMe or Seats.Aero. I don't even know how I would try to type this in to say, do a multi-leg flight and find me something like this and let me know that Air Canada is only going to charge me 132,000 points. So that's why in the beginning, having these types of tools is fantastic. It can save you a lot of time from searching all of these different airlines on your own. But by knowing what airlines these don't work with and a few of the more advanced tricks for finding some really good redemptions and really long flights or multi-leg flights or something like that for very few points, that's where you can make your points go very, very far and kind of level up in the game from there.
I hope you found those tutorials useful. Suggestions for future topics are always welcome. In the meantime, if you enjoyed these tutorials, I think that you will enjoy this video next.